Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
And Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Sad grandma. Oh, Connecticut's own Magdalene Jordan is now internationally known as Sad Grandma because her story has gone viral. Now, she's an artist who is having her own art show at a local library. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Here she is talking about it.
I just turned 89. Art is a part of my life.
And how would she feel if she didn't have art in her life?
Oh, it would be very bad, and I could not express myself. This is a way to express my feelings.
I love her.
I know. She's so cute.
I love
cute.
Her already. I just want to give her a hug already. You know, I mean, it's so great when people that are more mature in age go ahead and keep themselves active and get involved in things. And they have great stuff to offer. And you know what? Some of the artwork is really, really good at
it's
this.
It's beautiful. And you it's problem all about is, her
though,
life. Yeah.
You know what happens is, though, is that when you're 89, a lot of your friends are gone.
Aww.
You know, the support system is gone.
So what does she do the night of the big opening show at the local library?
I dress up and I put on my best because I was going to the art show.
So she's all dressed up. She's going to the art show.
Right.
She walks in and what happens?
People didn't even come. It was a horrible night.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a bad night.
And that's when the story goes viral because her granddaughter came home from softball practice, was all excited to go talk to her grandma about her big
art
show
opening. Out how it went, how everything was.
And she said that she felt foolish because nobody went to her art show. So her granddaughter took a picture of her, posted it on Twitter. It immediately went completely viral.
Mm-hmm.
And people from all over the world were saying that they were going to come to Connecticut to see Sad Grandma's art show because it was a picture of her with her head in her hands because she was so devastated.
Well, there's a lot of support and out there with the tweets, too, and something like 30,000 likes in less than 72 hours. I mean, a lot of people paying attention. Everybody has a grandma, so everybody can relate to something like that. You know, it's sad. She lives in a small little town, and again, she's older. I mean, I wouldn't hate everybody from the town because they didn't show. They might not have known.
Well, the funny part is that once it goes viral, and this is the one thing that drives me crazy about the internet. Everybody's got to talk on the internet. Everybody's,
sure.
We're going to come from Florida. We're going to come from Boston.
We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
So they replanned a new one, right?
Uh-huh,
a new grand opening.
Okay.
So she gets dressed up all over again, and guess how many people show up with these thousands and thousands of retweets and likes, and everybody's going to come support Grandma? 14 people came.
Yeah.
So now I'm hoping that, you know, as Connecticut residents, we can go and we can support her because her art show does go through May 25th this month. And maybe we can go show her some love.
Listen,
for a sad grandma.
I love you, Magdalene, but let's just make sure that it is conducive with my schedule.
Oh, here we go. See?
Everybody's got a busy life.
Everybody's talking. I mean, talk.
What time did she do this? You know, Wednesday at 4? It's difficult to make it, you know?
If you want to support Sad Grandma here in Connecticut, we're going to put the information up on our Twitter. If you don't follow us yet, just search for Anna and Raven.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.